Blog Talk Radio.
I'm so glad you made time to see me. How's life? Tell me, how's your family? I haven't seen them in a while. You've been good, busier than ever. With small talk, work in the weather. Your guard is up and I know why. Because the last time you saw me, it's still burning in the back of your mind. You gave me roses and I left them there to die.
Daytime After Dark, and this is Carly. God, it's raining, you know. I live in a very raining city. I don't pretend to get my little socks wet, but okay. So, tonight we are going to talk about everything, and we are going to talk about Raison because I am pissed. We are going to talk about the fact that I don't think Zeke is dead, you know? I'm mad, so... Brittany S., are you new to this album? I can't believe about the memorial. I'm going to bring on Terry first.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Yeah, I'm really upset when I watched the Day of the Memorial, which was yesterday. They did not even have one. I mean, it was just implied. They didn't even have, like, nobody was at a church. It was all assumed when they came back. In the beginning, Liz was getting ready to go, and then all of a sudden you see them coming back home. And look, when I think somebody brought this up on a message board or something, that even Sam, when her baby died, they had a freaking memorial. Her child. Go figure with this show. You know, what is going on? And I'm hearing there's a lot of backlash over this, so I hope they correct their biggest mistake. They thought firing Becky was a big mistake. They haven't seen anything yet. You know what I mean? And Jason.
I'm going to bring on Christy, too.
And Jason did not even go to his son's wedding because Sam McCall said it was okay for him not to go.
Well, fuck Sam. That's how I feel.
Oh.
Fuck Sam. You know, this is...
Okay.
Oh, well, yeah, because Christy, I'm kind of...
It's nice how you
I'm kind of...
not on the air
yep.
yet, but that they are on the air.
Yep. Yep.
Hey, I'm on. I'm on.
Yep. Yep.
Okay. Well.
No, I'm just like
representing
so...
for Liaison Radio here.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm just, and then I went on ABC message board and there, and I'm confused at, to something on here that Guza or don't buy what I forgot what it said, but he was saying something about it says what did I see it at? I forgot what the title and I went in and I'm like, wait a minute, this is TV Guide interview with Guza. I guess it's a TV Guide interview with Guza talking about Liaison or something or whatever, and I haven't read it yet. Oh, it's right here.
Well, you know what? The ring
on ABC too that I saw, but I haven't read it, so.
Oh.
Some interview with him and Steve is on ABC or something, but I haven't read it.
It says here, TV Guide asked him, why so many kid stories right now? You have the return of Lucia and the death of Jake. Dawson's Kid Encounter and the Sam Jason baby thing playing out at the same time. It's this whole notion of the sins of the fathers in its many, many forms. Some of our characters have gotten away with an enormous amount for a long time. Our heroes are bad guys, they're criminals, they are certainly haunted by what they do, but now we're showing them the consequences of their actions. We want to show the ramifications of their legacies as the legacies are passed on. Then they were talking about Jake's death and the organ transplant thing that saved Jocelyn. If not a downright ripoff of Claire Levine's Great Death of DJ Stone in the 80s, what's your comment? Because we obviously thought about that, and it was a very real concern for all of us, but that was a long, long time ago. And more importantly, we found a way to do a big variation on it. If the rollout couldn't be different, there was no point because Blair did the story, and it's been, I don't know what the rest of, oh, I don't know what it, the rest, where, oh, some of it got cut off, so.
You know what, I'm sorry, but.
It started magnificently. Oh.
You know what?
That's the bit original impetus for getting Rebecca Herbst off the show after you fired her. Yes. We came up with a much better idea, and we went to Becky and asked her to stick around. Oh, one last thing. Let's address the anger that the Liz and Jason fans feel over Jake's death. I'm guessing their primary beef is that you've eradicated the one solid link that keeps these two characters in each other's life, and therefore jeopardizes any chance of a romantic future. Well, if that's the case, they're not thinking. The quickest way to bring a couple together when they're distanced is to give their child a tragedy. Think about it. You're going to see a lot more of Jason and Liz in the wake of what happened to Jake than you ever saw before. And what will this do to Lucky? Jonathan Jackson, who raised Jake and is the father in all ways but blood, the ripple effect is going to be wonderful. Okay. What did we take from that, people? Huh?
You know what? I I do feel like Liaison is around the corner, and I'm sorry. Anyone that want to disagree with me on this, Jake is not dead. Number one, you know what? We never saw the little boy after the car wreck. You know, I around that damn... opening the door and the door was closed. So please tell me, someone, how did the door get open? And number two, there was no blood at the scene. Okay, and people, it's making me mad that, you know, everyone wants to
say, but no. As you're talking, I'm thinking, this is a way to get people tuning in, if you know how they are with the things that they say and whatever, you know what I mean? I mean, they're probably just saying these things to get people to tune in. It's kind of got my attention right now. I've been tuning in just to see the actors. So I don't really care for the story, but just the acting themselves. So, okay, on to the show.
You know what? I'm sorry, but, you know, give me a body. Give me something in a hospital. But you did not even give us a body. You did not give us a fucking memorial. Okay, and you gave that little stupid dead baby Lyra a memorial, but you're not going to give Vic, who was on the campus for 4 years. No, he's not dead. Franco, Elena, someone has him.
Yeah, I think you're right, Harley. I think there's a reason why there wasn't a memorial.
Yeah.
Because he's still alive, because they can't physically show the dead body anyway.
The more and more that I watch this whole Jake storyline, and the more and more that they don't show Jake, they didn't show him when he was, you know, got hit, the more it makes you think, they've got something up their sleeves, their long sleeves right now. Because in every child tragedy story that I've ever seen on a show, you actually see the child and the child in the hospital,
yep,
the parents grieving for the child. They didn't even show them grieving for him. They didn't even show him going to the room with their, in real life, you could not keep the mother away from that, from your child. You know, look at all fun days of her life. You Bo had to practically, you know, drag her away from their son. She literally was holding on to his hand when they took him off life support, and she would not leave him. She would not let him go. Even when she was in the funeral, even when they had the funeral, it was an open casket. I think she opened it. Was it open or closed? No, it was closed, I think. And she was just, she could not. She was just crying and crying, and she did not want to say goodbye, and, you know, and everything.
Yeah, so I'm sorry, and not being able to see Puzzle Jakey before the funeral, I mean, before Susie was, like, the most stupid question ever.
You know, and, you know, I was telling Carly the other day, I was driving in my car, and I go, you know, back when Liz and Jason, when they were they still popular, but back when they got started, I had hope. I mean, I think I had more hope that they would get together than I have had in the past, the recent few years or whatever. But even though I wasn't on the computer, there wasn't a lot, I didn't read a lot of spoilers. I didn't know what was going on. You know, I didn't go on none of the message boards, and I still had hope. And even when they put him with Courtney, my hope was still there. Eventually they would get together, I always thought. And then I could just stop watching because I could go on to other soaps, but I don't have that. I can't do that anymore to go watch other soaps. But, and then even with Sam, when he went with Sam the first time, I thought, okay, well, this is just, you know, passing the time until Liz and Jason come. You know, so my hope was always there, but then when they were so forcing Sam down our throats and putting Jason was together, whatever. That's why I'm wishy-washy with, you know, oh, my God, they're going to get together or not, or, you know. So, I mean, I had more hope back in the day that they would be together than I have in the past recent months or years. It's just the way that they're playing.
Oh, okay. I just want to say, Bob Goodson, Sam, and they were talking about Jason having a baby with Sam. You know what? That won't ever happen, people. You know, I know they are just trying to.
But what were they saying exactly about is what I'm curious about.
I don't know. I didn't hear. I do not like hearing Goodson's voice. Oh, and now he's on. Yay, hey, y'all. Join the party.
What's
hey.
It that you couldn't understand here?
Yeah,
well, you know what? Don't they know that if they were to give Jason and Sam a baby, there's going to be even more backlash with the show?
Yeah, I'm so I am. That is never going to happen.
They're getting so much bad press. They're getting so much bad press in, like, New York Post, Huffington Post. They are getting so bad stuff for the storyline. And they said that, and then there's something out there that it's not the viewership, it's not the budget cuts, it's the Jake storyline specifically they were targeting. The writing is crap. They were targeting
the most
writing.
Hated soap opera on television.
Yeah.
Jeez.
I know. It is. I hate it. Especially after Thursday when I got home, but I was watching the memorial, and I'm like, what memorial? There wasn't even a memorial. Everybody's
oh, yeah. I'm glad I didn't watch this week, because
yeah.
I'm sure I just would have me off and
Jason's all dressed. Jason's all dressed to go and everything. You could tell he's just fiddling with his pie. He's so sad. He's in his box of pain and stuff. And then Sam must have said something to him. And then you see him all dressed in his regular black shirt and whatever and going to see Jocelyn and telling Lucy Taxi Jocelyn and stuff. Okay. You mean to tell me he wasn't allowed to go see his own son's memorial? Because
yeah.
Sam told him it was okay to not go to your son's memorial?
You know what, Sam?
Oh, my God, Sam.
Sam has no right to be making decisions like that for him.
I know.
Hey, and there's a...
it's like, I hate that. He should not be calling the shots at all.
I know, and they were on today a little bit, Jason and Sam. He was, I kind of fast-forwarded through all of, I can't even enjoy a scene with Jason with Spinelli or even Carly if Sam's in it.
I know.
I have to fast-forward it.
Well, you know what, and there's another bonus contestant that I want to bring up. You know what, there's been a rumor circling around, for the past week or whatever, that this Sam Radio
is trying to get Becky fired. Oh, didn't you tell me that they also want to try to have her on their show?
Yeah, they want to have her on her show, but at the same time, they want her fired? Like,
oh,
how does that make any sense?
Yeah, because it's kind of...
Oh, my God.
They want her on just so they can say, by the way, Becky, we want you fired so Tyler can be on the show. Like, that's so ridiculous.
Well, Becky has nothing to do with Tyler's firing. And, you know, and I was telling Kat when she was telling me about this, I was telling her, it's not the fact. That was part of it. But for me, the whole thing was that they were getting rid of a legacy character. And, you know, the Cassidines haven't been around as long as the Webbers and the Spencers and, you know, and the Hardys. That was my big thing. When I found out, I was like, oh, my God, they're really trying to get rid of the legacy characters on this show. And that was one of the big things for me. I don't think the Jammer fans or a lot of people understand what was, you know, the majority of what we're fighting for was because of Becky, too, but was because they were getting rid of another legacy character, and we didn't want that. We're getting fed up. For me, that's my opinion on that thing, and they don't understand that it wasn't, you know, Becky was a part of it, but for me it was because she's just a legacy character, and, you know, and a Cassidine, you know, I don't think we would miss him if he were to go. Tyler was gone a long time ago, but was replaced with somebody else. So, but
mm-hmm.
You know what I mean. But there's not really much story. There hasn't really been much story for Nicholas except the Brooklyn thing. And there's so much more stories for Liz too. You know, there's more.
Yeah, and you know what? But Tyler has said repeatedly how unhappy he has been with the general hospital and whatever. So. It wasn't like Tyler leaving came out of left field. He hasn't, you know.
Brittany in chat room goes, I like both Lisa and Dasan for different reasons because the couples are different. But I think, you know, I could have said that. I could have said that maybe back in 2003 or whatever because I keep saying it. I was almost for a second could see the chemistry between Jason and Sam, but I can't see it anymore. I don't know. If you would have asked me that years ago, if I liked both, I probably would have said yes. But I don't anymore.
You know what? I will. You know what? I feel the stake.
I think it's because they've just been pulling us around for so long, the liaison fans, and that's one of the reasons why I don't. And they're just forcing Sam down our throats. You know, and stuff. I don't know. That's me.
You know what? I just feel like we are going to get them. We are going to really just, when we get these on, it will be really sweet. And the other thing is, you know, with this Jose thing, when will Franco come back? You know what? I don't know when, but you know what? Franco doesn't have to come back to produce, like, someone could drop Zika, and you know what? Someone besides Franco is working with Franco. I mean, I'm sorry, but, you know, it takes a lot of skill.
Somebody posted the link to the YouTube thing for this interview. I can't even stand to look at Bob Guzzo right now with his sunglasses on.
Oh, well, yeah. Oh, Bunez, I have strong feelings about Heather. He's been absent in his scene for a very long time. He has been expressed his dislike of both of them, so has been saying he might resign his contract before he got fired, I think.
So I think Tyler, even though because he was doing all that, you know, he probably had a role in getting himself fired. You know what I mean? Because he was, like you said, he was expressing his dislike for the show and stuff. And Becky never did anything like that. Becky said in a long time in an interview she had, she said if they would ask her to stay forever, she would have. She would. She would stay on forever. And Tyler, you know, in interviews, he didn't seem like he really was happy. And so this was just you know, them probably thinking, okay, well, you know, we'll give him his wish. We'll fire him.
Tyler has been years talking about his dislike for the show, the where it had been heading.
I mean, honestly, when you found out Tyler was getting fired, what was your reaction? I was like, okay, well, whatever. It wasn't as strong.
Yeah, me too.
Right.
It wasn't as strong as Rebecca.
Yeah, when I found out about Rebecca,
I was, like, pissed. Yeah.
I was in tears.
I was
crying. You
and
know,
I think that has a lot to do with the characters themselves, too. I mean, I only liked Nicholas when he was with Emily. Ever since Emily got killed off, I haven't really been, into a Nicholas Cassadine, because that's what really made him popular in my opinion.
Human.
That's what made him human. And with Rebecca and her character, you loved that character. You know what I mean? And you just, you know what I'm trying to say? I mean, it's just the way you're talking about two different characters and two different actors, and I don't know. It's just hard to explain, but I thought, okay, well, Tyler, you can fine. That's fine. I don't really care about him. But a lot of people, I guess, do, you know? Maybe they have a campaign to fire Becky. What's that all about? Oh, because they
don't know what I'm
getting fired. She didn't go to them and say, can you fire Tyler for me? You know?
No, I mean, and you know, and
it was out of Rebecca's hands. It was out of Rebecca's hands. As soon as she got fired, she was just coming in, doing her job, and it was her fans. The outcry of her fans that saved her, not, you know, and I wonder if Tyler's got a lot of fans, then they should start a campaign to save him or something. But instead of having a campaign to fire Rebecca, why don't they start their own campaign to keep Tyler or something? You know what I mean?
I know.
And we're positive that sound campaigns to keep want somebody work. You know what I mean? It's kind of, what's the word I'm looking for? We set a precedent, so to speak, in, like, you know, actually that precedent wasn't really set. That's happened a long time ago on soap where a lot of people were upset, and they saved their favorite. And they could do it. If we could do it, they can do it. But the sad thing is, I'm not a big Tyler Christopher fan or a big Nicholas fan anymore. So you ain't gonna get me on that campaign.
Mm-hmm.
You
know what? Okay.
I mean, Emily, why didn't we have a? Well, Natalia wanted to leave though. Was her decision to go.
Yeah, but then she wanted to come back.
And then she wanted to come back, go figure. And you know, ironic.
Yeah.
She got days of our lives and she got fired. Isn't that ironic? How ironic is that? She got hired on to go to Days of Our Lives.
Oh. Also, I wonder, I don't understand how TV can, can skip a Zaytan without having Zaytan Sam resolve the issue of the past.
Yeah, you know what?
There will ever be a Zaytan baby for them. You know what? As far as I'm concerned, okay, people, if you want to get this right, get Zaytan and Liz back together. Get Sam and Dante together, because they are the most two hypocritical people on the show. They both have covered everything up for so long. So my new campaign is I want a Sam and Dante relationship. I'm sorry for all you Lulu and Dante fans.
I have a campaign to get Sam off the show, like die, because I'll start a campaign to kill her off.
Somebody in the chat room said Bob said they want to give fans what they want. Bob said they want to give fans what they want when he was doing an interview with Steve bunch of bullshit, because he's not giving the fans of the very popular liaison what they want.
You know what? We don't know that. I still feel liaison is coming. You know what? They feel uphill. You know, I say made sweeps. And, you know, the thing is, they did this.
Huh? They did what?
They did, you know, all of this in a city way with the Zig story. So, I mean, you know, there are too many loose ends for this. And, you know, all day I was wondering, you know, because it's April Fool's Day, and by the way, talking about that for a minute, Tyrion and I are evil people.
Oh God, yeah. Should I explain or do you
want to
explain it? Okay.
Yes.
Well, she called her dad today and left him a message that I got kidnapped or something, and she needs to borrow like $5,000 for ransom.
Oh, God.
And then I'm at work because the teacher had to go to work. She had to leave early, so I have had the classroom to myself like for like a couple hours today. And so I was like, I called her and I go, should I call your dad and make it even sound more, worse or whatever or something? And she's like, can't do it. And I go, is he going to call? Is he going to pick up? No, she's like, he doesn't normally pick up or something. So I called him. I was expecting his voicemail. And he got on the phone. He's like, hey, what's up, girl, or something. He goes, yeah. And I go, oh, my God. I think kidnapped. Please help. Have your daughter. Or I don't know exactly what I said. And he's like, what's wrong? And I'm like, April Fool's. And I go, did you really believe me? And he's like, yeah. He's like, well, you're not coming to Disneyland with us in May. I'm like, he's like, fine. I'm like, okay. Oh, my
That's
God, he really
so
believed
gross.
That.
That's really sick.
Oh, no.
I know.
After that, I almost texted one of my nieces, like, oh, my God, call me. ASAPT emergency. Please call. But, no, I didn't do that. Didn't you tell me on Twitter today that a liaison fan said, I went out, now I'm a Zaytan fan now or something, right? Didn't you
yes.
tell that? And they go April Fool's.
Yes.
That's a good one. That's a good one to play on fans.
I have tried to be a Zaytan fan. It is not possible.
I know.
I cannot tell my heart to fall in love with that couple for any reason.
Yeah, I know. Well, I did first put stuff in my life. I don't know what I was thinking, but I was. Because I guess it was because she was freshly off of Port Charles, and I liked her as Livy, and I didn't know what the character of Sam was about, you know. And I had liked her a little bit in the beginning because she came with, she was with Jack, so I was kind of liking that. And then I thought, I knew they were going there with Jason and Sam for some reason. I knew that was what was happening, and I thought, okay, well, I guess I could get into that, and I did for a little while, but after it just lasted for a little bit. So.
Well, in the beginning, they were more of a likable couple, I think.
I know they were, and the thing is we have an open mind. like when you go onto these ABC message boards, like I have gone on there, and this ASF person or other fans of Jason and Sam, other people that are liaison fans, they go, well, why are you believing what other people say? Why don't you just go watch for yourself on YouTube and have an open mind about Liz and Jason and judge for yourself of what people say? Because she comes in there and she says, oh, she omits a lot of information about the relationship of Liz and Jason. She only wants to hear what she wants to hear about them. She doesn't, I don't think she really understands the deep connection that this couple has, and that's the problem. They're so closed-minded.
Yeah.
I know.
They don't want to know.
They don't want to know.
You should watch their feed from, 1999.
Yeah.
That's what I did last night. And I was like, oh, my God, there's, so much foreshadowing going on here if you really, think about it.
Yeah, because, look, if some people like both couples. Some people like both couples, and I don't fault them for liking both. That's their prerogative.
I wish I could like both. It would make watching General Hospital a lot easier.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, instead of just, going on these boards and just really, really, bashing on Liz and Jason, I had an open mind for Sam and Jason, but I don't have one anymore because of the fact that they're just we're supposed to be forced to like this couple, or we're supposed to be trained to like this couple. But how can you train, how can you train us? We're not dogs,
But that is a good one.
Why we like Jason and Liz so much is because they're started a friendship. It became a friendship. They met during the whole Lucky thing, when he died in the fires and all that. And then they came together. He just lost Robin. Was it just after Robin or was it after losing Michael? Oh, yeah. It was after losing Michael.
He lost Robin and then he lost Michael too because he had to give Michael up. And I was watching it. Last night, and I'm like, oh my God, who would have known?
Must have
been 10 years later, he'd have to actually give up his own biological son.
I know, isn't that sad? Mm-hmm. I know, but every time
wait,
really, it's so sad.
And that's another thing. The Jason fan of blaming Liz for Jake's death. Wait a moment. Okay, she tuned it back for a moment. Okay, you know what?
Liz went to Luke and blamed herself for what happened. She wasn't blaming Luke. She blamed herself for not keeping a better eye on Jake.
You know what? I'm sorry. I have nieces and nephews, and I know you cannot watch kids
You can't watch kids. You can't watch. I do. I know that, too. You can't watch them 24/7. If you did, you'd be the most perfect child caregiver in the world. You know what I mean?
You can. Kids are going to do things going outside, I don't think the door was open. I love a bus to go. What parent doesn't turn their back for a minute?
Yeah.
Exactly. And
you know what? It's funny. I have a friend. Her sister. I was staying there once for the weekend, and they asked me to watch her sister's little son, and he was a toddler. I was so afraid to watch the child.
Why?
They were going out because I hadn't watched a kid, it was easier to watch your own kin, your own family's kids and nieces or whatever, but when it came to watching somebody else's kid, that was I was really nervous to watch him. We went to the park, and I was so cautious, I was afraid to even turn my back, if I were to turn my back, what would happen, would he, fall off the swing or whatever, I don't know. To blame a mother for turning her back for a split second, you can't do that. Even if it is a soap opera, look at what happened to Michael. If then they could say that Sonny was neglectful, But did he even know? I don't even think he knew that Michael was coming there. It was what's her name that brought him? Wasn't it? I forgot her name now. Wasn't it Kate, the one that brought Michael, or what?
Yeah, it was. By the way, if 3.5 year old can't open the door, well, no, I actually tested this, people. A 3.5 year old can't open the door, but when you need help, I did that with my niece and my nephew. One day I took them to McDonald's, and I'm like thinking, okay, I need to test the theory. And so I'm like, Eli, can you do me a favor? He goes, what? I'm like, can you try open the front door for me?
I was thinking something like, I go, this is a freaking soap opera, okay? We're so okay. To test it on your little nieces, on your nephews.
I know, I'm sad.
Yeah.
I'm sad, okay?
Jennifer, I was like, okay, this is a make-believe show. I mean, I could see somebody in real life, you know, but, you know.
Anthony's call will be back in a couple of weeks. And... you know what my feeling?
What are you feeling?
My feeling is my girlfriend Cole and Anthony Zakharova came together.
Oh, look what Brittany said. She goes, I think the great thing about soap is no couples are truly over. I think they might try liaison again, but I think Jason as a character needs some development. And then she said something. I have to say the biggest difference between Sam and Jason is that Sam loses herself in Jason and just becomes an extension of him, whereas with Liaison, Liz keeps her person and doesn't let Jason define her. Well,
okay, who's texting?
Based on having an open mind with couples, I could see that. Yeah, because Sam does lose herself in him way too much. She even said
and pokes a little butt on the couch.
She even said after they broke up that she got her self-respect back, and yet she goes back to him. And so I guess she lost her self-respect again, and then she has to go rub it in Liz's face that day at Kelly's and, you know, being hypocrite, you know what I mean? I'm sorry. It's become a hypocritical show, in my opinion. It's like, it's okay for Jake to die. It's okay for Jake to die, and it's okay to consider having a baby with Jason. No.
No, you know it won't ever happen. You know, Sam will probably get some kind of awful tumor, and maybe that will make Sam to die.
Supposedly, Carly is going to go to Sam and have her consider having a baby with Jason, but why? It's too soon. Jake's not even fresh, you know, he's not even, he hasn't been dead for, what, how many days now? And they're thinking about giving Jason and Sam a baby?
That won't work, I'm sorry. Won't work, and we, you know what, that couple
I should have made a... April Fool's. I should have made a joke on ABC message board. I should have gone on there and created a big rumor that Jason and Sam are gonna end in like end of the month.
I wish.
I wish. I was thinking, you know, I could still do that. It's still April Fool's, you know. I could. I bet you I'd be banned from that going on there ever again.
Yeah, and the ABC and Soap boards are all full of JSAM people and, like, liaison haters.
You know, I went on there, I made a post, and it got deleted, like a half hour later or something.
Yeah, they're really strict over there.
I know. Why
oh, yeah, believe me.
It's okay for somebody to wish Jason mistake got blown up in the warehouse or wherever he was. It was okay to say something like that, even though that got deleted, but she's still on the message board, though. You know what I mean?
Got blown up in
the warehouse. Yeah. Scott Litwini, he worked with, who's the LLC?
I agree that some was better with Lucky. Oh, Lisa, the one that plays, she plays Olivia.
Okay. Oh, talking about treats. My night got better about, I treated Lois about when can you're going to come back to the show. And she goes, yeah, I promise I will come back. And her husband's on and I signing something up for like April or May, and you know, I'm happy. Brittany goes, I love the Sam. I prefer them to the Sam. You know what? Lucky and Sam, I was happy.
But I don't think that. Do you think that Jonathan Jackson Lucky would mesh well with Sam or no? With Kelly Monaco's Sam?
I don't think it's the same chemistry.
Yeah. No, I don't even know.
We would have to see it.
And you know, with the Lucky and Liz thing, you know, even though he's the same Lucky that from when they had when they were popular, because he hasn't been Lucky for so long, it's as if he's a total. It's as
and he looks the exact same, except he has facial hair now. I mean, he's really aged. It doesn't really look like he's aged.
For me, it's like the chemistry's gone, because, well, even though I never liked them, but I mean, it's been so long that he's
they were good when they were teenagers. They're not good now.
It's as if he's totally different. It's as if he's like a new character, so to speak, where you have to find that chemistry between them two, and it's not there anymore. You know? I mean, I like the chemistry between Maxie and Lucky. I liked Maxie and Lucky too. That was the only reason, because after Thursday, I said I'm going to take it off my DVR, but then when I found out Maxie and Lucky were going to have a scene, I'm going to take it off this weekend.
Okay, Ken, Becky's saying, what is, that was her exit after Jake death. What will be out? Come on. You know what? What will happen is, you know, I think Jason and Liz will, you know, Liz will be thinking, oh my God, Jake's alive. Oh my God, Jake's alive. And she will keep dreaming this and dreaming this. And keep hearing Jake's voice.
That would be a good adventure storyline for Jason and Liz to go after their son or something.
Yeah.
You know, to go find their son and their, you know, throughout, you know, through the months to come, that there's hints that he's alive, you know, and he has Spinelli investigate and he tells Liz and they go together to, you know, and I miss the days when there was, like, storylines like Luke and Laura when they went on their adventures, even Brenda and Sunny, and they all had adventure storylines. I miss those. I mean, I don't want to see Sam and Jason do adventures anymore or whatever, or I don't know. It's become the Sam show, kind of.
You know what? I'm, you know what? Okay, people in this album. You know, I met Franco working with AZ, or Franco's working with Elena. My new theory of the week. What if Sam's been playing Jason all this time?
That would be awesome. That would be great.
That would be
like the icing on the cake. That would be the end of that couple for sure.
What do you mean playing him?
Like, she's been playing him the second time? You mean playing him since like they got together this last time.
Yep, because I'm still seeing in my house of house. I think Sam has been working with Siri. Siri let her go way too quickly in Mexico, and but one thing the thing is, Sam needs to go find someone. Well, go on a little investigation of her own, and it leads to the river. And she accidentally falls in the river, and she cannot swim well, and then she can die.
Or they could do like what we've said all along. They could do Dallas storyline. They could somebody could wake up in the past since 08, the past 2 years, or is it 3 years now, is been all a dream or something. But that would, you're talking about 3 years, so they truly have to really write that story well if they're to do that, because 3 years have gone by, and, then you'd have to have, Jake alive, you'd have to have, who else died within the 3 years? What else happened within the 3 years?
Emily died?
No, Emily died after the 08. She died, I forgot when
she died. In 07, I thought, right?
She died in 07, in 07, I don't know.
That's too complicated for those writers.
I know, that's too complicated.
Storylines like that.
I know.
And then you think Troy Falk needs on fans, so,
I haven't been wanting to read our little fanfic that we had been reading. I haven't even been wanting to read that. Because even though that's kind of totally different than what's happening on the show, Liz was
The fanfic is way better than what's happening on the show.
Yeah.
It's always been like that for, 5 years.
The one that we were reading, I kind of stopped reading it, is when Liz, she wasn't brought up in Port Charles. She doesn't really know anybody in Port Charles. Her Bobby and her mother were friends in college, and she's got Cameron, and she was married, or she was with somebody, and he kind of stole her art and her money, robbed her dry, and she's looking for a place to stay, and Sam and Jason Bobby wanted to have Carly see if she could make room for her, and Carly didn't want to do that, and so they asked Jason and Sam got the idea of did she get healthy pregnancies or whatever, and so basically her thought is she could have Liz be her surrogate and stuff, but Jason can't stand Sam in this fanfic, which I really love, but anyway, she's pregnant right now in this fanfic because Sam drugged her, because she said no, she didn't want to do the surrogate thing. And so Sam drugged her.
You know what I would love?
And made her sign the paper, which Liz doesn't remember signing. But Jason and Liz are going to have the pregnancy anyways, but Jason kicks Sam out, and so they're worried that Sam might try to take the baby. So Liz and Jason are pregnant in the fanfic without even doing the deed. So
that's pretty funny.
I know. Sam got, I don't know how Sam did it, though. She must have had some people carry Liz and impregnate her. I don't know how she did it in the fanfic. It didn't explain exactly what she did. The next thing she knew, Liz woke up and she was throwing up and found out she was pregnant. That was good, though. Maybe they'll have a girl in this fanfic. Hospital. Jason and Liz come together again, in the heat of emotions and, in the midst of emotions and have a baby girl. That'd be great.
The thing, lucky too. Elizabeth Ryan, the maybe thing could work out for her and Jason. And Jason began realizing the same thing. The thing is, whatever Jason and Liz thought of keeping Jake away from you, the mob did not, bring.
Already had come to that conclusion that when the whole fire thing with the house with the matches, and she had to save Jake in the house, and Liz got hurt, and the guy was holding the hospital hostage, and Jason saved the day, and he realized in that hospital room to Liz that, oh, my life is, I thought about it, it's not just my life, it's everyday life. He could be hit by a car and or whatever. So he realized that already there, and they were planning on having a future together. So, you know, it's this whole freaking danger crap that the writers keep spewing on the fans. That because of the Michael thing, the shooting, and Jason, don't they know that the character of Jason could take care of his own? You know what I'm saying? I mean, so because of Jason's kids and stuff, he can't keep an eye on his own kid, but it's okay for him to keep an eye on other people's kids. And Jason, I don't understand why the writers can't have Jason be a dad. You know? I don't get it. I don't understand.
Allie, you've been really quiet. Allie's been quiet tonight, you guys.
I know. I'm just so tired.
Oh, you don't
know. Did you have a good or bad? Did you have a good or bad day of a gal?
It was kind of bad. We had a fall today, and it was terrible. So,
but okay, you had a fall. But was it you, Peyton? No,
it was just one of the residents there. But I mean, they're all right now. So.
Yeah, I don't want to have to go through a fall again. I told the psychiatrist that my dad had an appointment to the psychiatrist on Wednesday, and I told him sorry that I haven't been here. I had to reschedule an appointment because he was in the hospital and he was asking what happened. I told him he fell, and he was asking exactly how it happened, and it was so fast. It was so fast. It's hard for me to even go back and remember because it was in a split second it happened. And you know, I told the doctor I had him. I was holding on to him. I had him coming going into the shower. I washed him up and everything. And then I even held on to him coming out of the shower, but he still managed to fall and everything. So it's easy for that to happen, even if you are holding on to somebody.
Yeah.
You know, falls happen. I mean...
Yeah, I mean,
my grandma broke a leg in the middle of the night. She went downstairs to get something to drink and go to the bathroom because the bathroom was not upstairs. And she fell down like 3 or 4 steps and she broke a leg. But the thing was, my mom and dad slept through it. And in the morning, she called me and goes, I cannot take you to the still. I'm like, why? He goes, I can't tell you. And I'm like, what did you do? And she told me, and she goes, do not call your mother. I'm like, okay, I promise I won't. I call my dad. I go, Grandma has a broken leg upstairs. And, you know, falls happen all the time, but with the older people, they just come out of the blue, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they do.
Yeah, it's just one of those days. I mean, everything that could go wrong did go wrong, so.
I know.
You know, I saw today the Source Code with Jake Gyllenhaal. That was actually pretty interesting, that movie. I was wondering, I was watching it, and I was like, how are they going to end this movie? It was one of those movies like, oh, my God, how are they going to end this? And they actually ended it like I thought they I was hoping that they would. It was actually pretty good. I liked it. I loved Jake Gyllenhaal. That was one of the reasons why I went to see it. So, and there was actually a lot of people at that time that I went to see it, considering the last, well, plus it just came out today. So there was a lot
of
people.
That's the one where he has to save people on a train?
Yeah, my dad was talking about that.
He wants to see it, and I'm like,
yeah.
I don't know.
It's hard to describe it unless you go see it. You know, it's kind of hard to explain. But he's not going into the past or anything.
But it's good. It's like worth spending $10 to see it in the theater.
it's worth to go see, I think. It's worth it. I mean, believe me, I should know. I've been to a movie where I wish I never paid the $10. And this one was actually kind of made up for that. But, yeah, it's worth it. I mean, I was watching and I'm like, oh, my God, please end it really good. You know, I'm like, and they did. It was a pretty decent ending and all that. I don't know if they could do a sequel by that ending, but maybe they could. Who knows? But, yeah, it's pretty good. And there's also another movie that I want to see. I think it's called Incendiary or something or whatever. I think there's more movies coming out later than there have been in the past. My niece saw Sucker, she went with her boyfriend to go see Sucker Punch. They're like, after the first half hour, they're like, what the heck are we watching? I think some people actually left. There was no story. There was no story to the movie. There was like, it was terrible. The previews make it seem like a really good movie, and that's the problem. With previews, they practically show the whole movie, and when you go see it, it sucks.
Well, yeah, and I was all set to go, you know, but Country Strong wasn't like in the theater anymore.
I saw it. It was awesome.
What did you see?
She wanted to see Country Strong. Carly did, and I saw it. I had to go up waiting.
No, I was trying to. I was going to, but then I knew. And then someone told me the ending.
No, I did. You asked me.
Yeah.
Oh, I know.
And I wouldn't have said anything unless, you know, that was a depressing movie. I'm sorry. I watched it on the computer, you know. I watched it on the computer, but yeah, I saw it, I was like, she was really good in it. I mean, I had a feeling it was going to end like that, come on, because she was depressed, and she didn't like her life that she was leading. I don't think her husband was just with her for the money and the fame that she was getting, and, you know, and I was hoping that, though, she would choose the guy, the younger guy, but no, she did her final performance, and I knew that was going to happen. It was depressing. I was crying, man. I'm glad I went to the theater to go see it, but there was two of us in the theater, you know, and because it had been out for weeks, but the damn thing, technical difficulties, and they couldn't fix it. So they gave us these free tickets, you know, and everything. And I'm kind of glad I stayed at the damn theater. Stop it, Foster.
Well, tomorrow I have my sister-in-law's baby shower to go to, and I'm sort of hosting it or co-hosting it, and I'm supposed to come up with a game, but to be honest, I haven't came up with a game, and it's tomorrow, so I have like...
Oh, I know what you could do.
What?
They did this at a baby shower I went to recently, and they played like The Price is Right, and they would like ask you how much like, you know, like 5 onesies cost, or like... a baby bag and stuff like that.
Well,
you could do that.
That's a good idea.
Or you could do, there's this one I was telling you about, but you'd have to go buy, there's, you know where they hang clothes? They hang clothes on the outside, you know, the little clips, you know?
You could
you have to get as many in one hand as you can. You have to have one hand behind your back. You know, and you have, and the more people that have the little clothesline or clips in their hand, that they win. Somebody's got to be the counter and you know, write the names on and everything. There's a lot of games you could play.
Or you could play the poopy diaper game.
The what game?
Okay, what's that?
Poopy diaper game?
Yeah.
buy like different kinds of candy bars, like Milky Ways, Snickers. You could do like the, you know, the different kind of chocolate candy bars. And what you do is you take one candy bar, like say you got a Milky Way, you take the Milky Way and you kind of melt it a little bit, let it get soft, and then you take one diaper and spread the Milky Way candy bar in the diaper.
Oh my gosh.
You get the different kinds of diapers. You have to go and, like, the people who are playing will go around and will see the diapers. They can look at it. They can smell it, you know, all that. And they have to guess which candy bar it is.
Oh, I was feeling like where that was going. Oh, I was just going to say that. Do they have to sniff it to find out what candy
bar? That sounds highly fascinating.
Oh, my God. I've never heard of that. Well, you know what? I'm going to keep that in mind for a future. Or you could go out and buy a bingo game, and they have baby bingo. That's what we always do.
Yeah.
For the baby showers.
That's true. Well, I got to go hang out with my friend.
Okay. Well,
my last night at home, so I have to go, but...
Hi.
I will be talking to you girls later, I'm sure.
All right. Well, I'm going to hang up, too. So, okay, bye.
Okay.
Bye.
Good night, lady.
Carly? Carly?
Hello?
Hey.
Yes.
Terry and Christy left.
What?
Yeah, they had to leave.
Why did they have to leave?
I don't know. They had to leave, so...
Did they say goodbye?
Yeah, they said goodbye.
Well, okay, well, call me later if you want to yell about, you know... Anything about your day?
Oh, yeah. No, I'm going to go to bed.
Okay, night. Bye.
Night, everybody.